Good morning, race fans. Eddie the Hat here with another episode of Backstretch Talk, our trip and trouble notes for Santa Anita. And of course, today is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. And this will cover races out at Santa Anita from Friday, January 14th through Monday, January 17th. Sure hope you were with us this weekend, folks. We had another exceptional weekend out at Santa Anita with our Horse Racing Report Plus selections. If you haven't tried us out yet, or, well, if you've just stumbled upon us for the first time and you are a horse player, novice through serious, you need to try us. Horseracing-selections.com is where we're at. Check us out, browse the website, and at least sign up while you're there for free for our weekly horse racing newsletter, Backstretch Chatter, which is sent out to all of our subscribers every Thursday morning. So keep that in mind. And even if you don't hop on and get on the bandwagon right away, please take advantage at least of the newsletter, which has got some information in it that's going to help you and keep you informed out at Santa Anita. All right, let's hop to it here and start off with, of course, Friday's racing. We're going to go to the third race here and take a look at Hail Columbia, a first-time starter for John Sadler. Congratulations to our fellow handicapper Jeff Siegel and Eric Sondheimer. They own this Daughter of Exaggerator. And this was a very, very impressive race here, guys. Well, let's just say we're going to circle her and follow her when she surfaces again, first time versus winners. This was a maiden claiming race, guys. Now, I know maiden claiming races, $50,000, $75,000. You know, you got to always take that with a grain of salt. But when you consider Hail Columbia purchased at the Keeneland September sale for $25,000, yeah, you know, why not? Let's put her where she fits, and let's put her where she can win. And that she did. And Hail Columbia is going to be one that we're going to follow. Out of Friday's seventh race, a nice looking win here for Spielberg. How? This son of Union Rags paid $7.40 is beyond us. However, all the money was taken on Vittorio and Classier. And Classier's got more holes in him than Penne Pasta. This horse is definitely got some issues. And I think finished up in this race being eased as the heavy favorite. But we are on Spielberg. We hope you were too. $7.40. Nice looking win here. And he certainly is another one that deserves to be followed in his next race. Wellsworth, the eight horse in Friday's eighth race here, certainly not a overly impressive win from what we expected from him. This was his maiden breaking win here. Nonetheless, got the job done at a flat mile. And you know, we're going to circle him only because we are very respectful of Philip D'Amato, and Umberto Rispoli did everything he could to get him to the wire in first place. And fortunately for the backers, he did. But again, yeah, I don't know. We're going to circle him reluctantly. And if we get a price, first time versus winners, we might take a stab with him back, use him in the exotics, and, you know, a win wager. But that's only if we get a decent salivating price on him. Wellsworth out of Friday's eighth race. Saturday, Let's turn to the fifth race, and we'll kick things off here with Make Mine Wine, 1660. Again, this was our Clockers release play, folks, on Saturday, and how this horse paid 1660 under Diego Herrera for Jonathan Wong. We'll take it. This is a very quality daughter of our son of Overanalyzed. And again, a nice polished ride by the kid, the apprentice, 17 years old, Diego Herrera. Boy, I'll tell you, he looks like he's 27 when he's on a horse. But nonetheless, this is a quality horse. Plans are for him to stay here down in Southern California. And let's take a shot back with him. That is Make Mine Wine. The 10th race on Saturday, Rose Dawson, 1140. This horse escaped our radar. We had her picked third for our clients, and just blew her rivals away with a very impressive win. This was her first start since breaking her maiden, first time versus winners, and she was up for the task in a very impressive looking race. So let's follow her, because she obviously has some quality and talent for a cowbred. Sunday's first. This is, of course, the 16th. Flint Stroll. Now, we expected a lot from him, and we're quite disappointed here with this performance. He might not be what we thought he was going to be originally. This was his first time back since being gelded. A little bit of a brief freshening. Cutting back in distance, Abel Cedillo was back on board, and we expected big things from him. But, nope, sorry. A fourth place finish is all we could get, and it was not really a good-looking race. So let's use caution with Flint Stroll. Next time back, you might see maybe a slight dip in class. Pass on it. We suggest you do. This horse, I don't think he can run. Let's take a quick hit of the coffee here. There we go. That feels better. And continue with the third race on Sunday. And we're going to take a look here at Laura Mars and a huge better-than-looked effort here under Flavian Pratt. This horse bobbled, then stumbled. In my notes immediately after this, we put that she was eliminated. And but I'll tell you, she ran huge. She was able to get back into contention on the turn through the stretch. She obviously tired late from her overachieving here. And she flattened out to fourth. But this was a nice, nice race by Laura Mars. She was live on Sunday, and I suspect she'll be live when she comes back next time. So let's circle her. That is the one horse, Laura Mars, out of the third race. In the fourth race, Gerlach, $8.40. This was our best bet of the day on Sunday. Again, kind of surprised this gelded son of Grayson didn't get a little bit more attention at the window, but won impressively. Now, he's not much. Let's face it. He won for 16 here. He was able to break his maiden for a maiden 20. But this guy's got a little guts. He's got a little bit of courage. And that's what we like in a racehorse. I don't care if they're running for 62.5. If they want to win, and they do win, they're worth being followed and worth being wagered on. And Gerlach here, I think he you're going to obviously see him back. He was claimed out of this race, so Doug O'Neill lost him. But don't sell this little guy short, even though he's a 16, a low-level claimer. That's Gerlach. Let's follow and see what his new connections do for him when he surfaces next time. Roses Are Blue, out of the sixth race on Sunday. Completely washed out going to the gate. This horse looked an absolute mess for Steve Knapp. We're going to draw a line through this, give him a, give her a pass on this particular race. Something was not quite right, and let's give her a look when she comes back next time. Sunday, Liberal. Can't get the type of trip that we wanted here, guys. This was our VIP play on Sunday, and far back early, made a nice elongated run, grinded through the stretch, and was just not able to get the job done. A nice second place effort here by Liberal. I'm beginning to question whether this guy, he is, 6 years old now, beginning to think maybe he's getting a little bit of mileage on him. And nonetheless, Liberal is a horse that we're going to, I don't know what to do with him. To be quite honest with you, this is the second time we've followed this race set up perfectly for him. The ninth race on Sunday. And Constitutional Affair, the eventual winner, was given a textbook ride by Pratt. Was able to open up, got the jump on our horse, and was able to hold him steady. But Liberal was flying late. That's what he does. He just doesn't get there. So I guess what I'm trying to say is when you see him back next time, if you are on board with us and knew that he was a play on Sunday, just go easy next time, because we're disappointed. Let's turn the clock now to the holiday racing on Monday, the 17th, and take a look here at Tiger Han. We're looking at our notes here. This is another horse, guys, in all honesty, that we're disappointed with. We're kind of backing off a little bit. The only hope here, the only light with this guy is that he did steady slightly on the turn. He was stuck inside, kind of steadied, kind of had to ease back a little bit. Sometimes when horses do that, they don't re-rally, they don't re-brake. And if they don't have the guts and they don't have that desire, they'll just give up. And that's what this guy did here. Disappointed, but he did, I guess, if you need a little bit of a carrot, he did have trouble on the turn here. So take that for what it's worth. That's Tiger Horn in the first. Again, another one that, you might want to give him a shot next time, but tread lightly. Be really careful and make sure you get something worthwhile betting on. If he's 7-5, 8-5 next time, can't do it. Can't do it. Another horse that we're drawing a line through, guys, and suggesting you do too, Cider Apple in the fifth race on Monday. We're giving up on this horse. No excuse. Just a plotter. He had pace to run at, didn't kick it in, just kind of galloped out. He's kind of like a herd horse where he just likes to run in the pack and not do anything. Cider Apple, don't waste any more money on him. It's not worth it. Finally, we're jumping out of order here, and we're going, no, we're not, to the seventh race. This was the feature, the Astra, a grade three. Neige Blanche, what a trier this horse is. Again, this is what you want to look for in a racehorse. Okay, he paid $260, or she paid $260, rather. Certainly nothing to write home about, but guys, I'm going to tell you, if she had checked in second or third, you could have given her an excuse and said, well, she got a horrible trip. But when she got out, she stretched her neck out and she tried, and you could just tell she had that wherewithal. I'm not going to get beat here. And she was able to run down her rivals and looked good doing it. That's Neige Blanche. Let's follow her and see what she's got to offer next time out when she surfaces again at Santa Anita. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday, January 19th. Don't forget to join us on Friday for our new segment this week at Santa Anita, where we cover the upcoming week of racing out at the Great Race Place, so you don't want to miss out on that. We talk about some feature races and who's in them, who's going to be offering what, what's a good play, maybe what's not a good play. You're not going to want to miss it. That's every Friday now, this week at Santa Anita. Until then, have a great week at the track, guys. Racing does resume out at Santa Anita on Friday, first post 12:30. And for those of you that are so inclined, the Pick 6 carryover, jackpot carryover, is $96,799.72. Hey, cash some tickets this weekend. We'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks for joining us.